This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. President Drupadi Murmu today accepted credentials of newly appointed envoys of Mauritania, Luxembourg, Canada and Slovenia at the ceremony held in Rashtrapati Bhavan, New Delhi. The ceremony is part of the formal process through which foreign diplomats assume their roles in India. By presenting these credentials, the envoys officially begin their diplomatic assignments. The government has invited public feedback on the draft promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2025. The draft rules provide for the regulatory framework for recognition and characterization and registration of online games, promotion of online games and e-sports, including powers and functions of Online Gaming Authority of India. It also provides suspension on cancellation of registration, imposition of penalties against non-compliance, grievance, redressal, among others. The Electronics and IT Ministry, in a statement, informed that feedback and comments on the draft rules may be submitted by email at ogrules.consultation@meiti.gov.in by 31st of this month. It added that the feedback shall not be disclosed to anyone at any stage. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today inaugurated the new Administrative Training Institute building at Nahalagan. In a social media post, Khandu informed that the upgraded infrastructure will equip APCS officers and government staff to serve the public efficiently and make training a permanent part of the system. While congratulating the people of the state on the milestone, the CM assured to remain committed to creating many much more such infrastructure milestone in the days ahead. Earlier, Chief Minister Pema Khandu chaired the third State Council on AIDS meeting of the Arunachal Pradesh State AIDS Control Society, along with cabinet ministers, advisors, senior officers, NGOs and CBOs. Guardian Minister for Tawang District, Mama Natun, chaired the review meeting with all heads of the offices of Tawang District at the DC Office Conference Hall today afternoon. Deputy Commissioner Tawang, Namgyal Angmo, presented a detailed account of developmental activities being carried out in the district across various departments, agencies and key challenges faced. The Guardian Minister, while expressing satisfaction with the district's progress, urged officials to work with greater dedication and sincerity to realize the vision of Mission Viksit Arunachal 2047. In the meantime, the minister assured that the concerns raised by the MLAs would be taken up with the state government. Tawang MLA Namgyal Siring, Lungla MLA Siring Lamu, JPC Tawang Leki Gombu and others were present. Home Minister Mama Natun today inaugurated the first Mompa Youth Educational Conference at Kala Wengpo Convention Hall, Tawang. The three-day event is being jointly organized by the Mompa Youth Educational Conference, the International Tibetan College Students Association, in collaboration with various NGOs of Tawang District and supported by Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Over the course of the conference, eminent intellectuals from the Central Institute of Himalayan Cultural Studies, Varanasi and Dahung, along with other universities and senior citizens from the region, will be sharing their knowledge and insights. Electoral Registration Officer Dani Rikang today conducted the monthly inspection of the EVM BBPAT, a warehouse at UPIA. The inspection is part of the routine exercise to ensure the proper upkeep and security of election materials in adherence to the guidelines of the Election Commission of India. Representatives from the political parties were also present during the inspection, reaffirming the commitment towards maintaining transparency, accountability and fairness in the electoral process. The exercise underscores the continuous efforts of the Election Department to strengthen the trust and confidence of all stakeholders in a democratic process. The Rajiv Gandhi University Doimukh observed Swachh Bharat Divas yesterday in commemoration of the 156th birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. A major highlight of the program was the recognition and felicitation of Sapai Mitras, who had tirelessly worked 1st September to 2nd October 2025. During the observance of Swachhata Pakwada and Swachhata Hi Seva 2025, ensuring that the RGU campus remained clean and green. The Met Center Itanagar has issued yellow alert for Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Pakke Kesang, Papumpare, West Siang, Lepa Rada, Lower Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anzhou, and Namsan District of Arunachal Pradesh, and has predicted thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.